Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you on June the 6th, 2021 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We do praise God and give him praise, glory, and thanks just for being here tonight. You know, another opportunity to even be in the land of the living. We have a lot, those of us who still in the land of the living, we have a lot to be thankful for no matter what circumstance we're going through. Because some was here yesterday, is not here today. Some was in health, appear to be in good health yesterday, they're not in that today. Or some had a place, had a place to stay yesterday. They don't have today or money or whatever it is. And so, you know, the Bible tells us to give thanks in all things. This is the will of God. It said give thanks for all things. So tonight, in spite of what I'm going through, but it's where I'm going to, I give him thanks and praise. For I know that he knows what's best for me. I may not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow in his hand. And it's going to go the way that he wanted to go, no matter what nobody else say, no matter what nobody else plan. If the plan is against his plan is going to always work out. It's going to always be on top. And so we just have to come to a place of grip with our realization of our life and our mindset to go with him, because whatever word he say his word will not go out and turn to him void, but it's accomplished that he please and prosper in things wherein he sent it to him. So we have to just learn to accept his word, because really, to be honest with you, but I see it's nothing happened that God don't know going to happen, and it's not that he lost any kind of control. He still has everything in his hand, and his purpose is being fulfilled, whether it's what we think it ought to be or not, it's being fulfilled. So we just thank and praise God, like I say, for tonight. And we thank and praise God for the people that calls in that maybe want prayer, just want to hear the word, just want to be, you know, be receptive to the Spirit of God. We thank and praise God for that. So we're just going to pray right now. Father, praise God, but the studio cut me off for whatever reason, but we do tell the Lord thank you and praise him for what he's doing. And Lord, I just thank and praise you tonight. Even with that, we come against the enemy, we come against even where he might work in the technology, against the technology, the studio, whatever, even with the people, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, your divine purpose will be done. I will do what you've asked me to do, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. God, and we just pray for people all over the world tonight, Lord God, whatever they're going through. We pray, Lord God, for your sovereign purpose and will to be done. We pray for a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit to come. We need you to come and touch us, Lord God. We need you to come, Father, and send your anointing, your spirit down on us, Father, in the name of Jesus, from the White House all the way down to the church house, to the house, home, wherever it is, God, we need you to come. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you to reveal yourself to us, because there's so many false people out there, so many false prophets and teachers and other people out there, Father God, we need you. Those of us who stand for righteousness, those of us who believe your word, those of us who trust in your word, we ask you to show up and show our reveal, God, yourself unto your people, God. Give those people who hope, who need hope, that don't have no hope, Father, in the name of you, give those who don't have joy, give them joy, God, in the midst of their trouble, in the midst of the things that they're going through and what they're going, what's coming about, God, that they don't know maybe what tomorrow going to hold for them, Father, but show up some way, somehow, in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Father God, just to open up doors that man had closed on them, Father, that you desire for them to walk in, God. bless them with the finances and things that they need, God, to perfect whatever they need to perfect, Father God. Lord God, we ask you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, somebody today, Father, may not have money to pay their bills, God. I speak to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, ask you, Father, to open up a door, open up a window to somebody's heart, Lord God, to be the one that to provide that need, Father. You have to come through us. You have to come through people. But, Lord, we need you, those of us who would like to be a blessing to other people's lives, who would like to sow, give seed, Father. We ask you to release unto us, because most time, Father, what I've seen, a lot of times it's not us that's really receiving what can help people. It's those who are not going to help people, or they're going to help certain people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Father, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you for all things, Father, for your protection, how you watch over us in spite of what we do or don't do. We thank and we praise you for that tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you that your will be done tonight. Help me to decrease, that you may increase. And, Lord, we just want it to be a night of rejoicing in the spirit, bringing forth truth. We want to just encourage your people to never let go of your hand and continue to trust in you and you only. And we must allow the Holy Spirit to use us in whatever capacity that he's chosen to, and so he can be glorified and he can release unto his people what they need. A lot of times we want what we want, but a lot of times what we want is not what we need. And I've seen this in ministering to people. A lot of time they pull on it because they want what they want. And then when trouble hit them the next day, they're screaming and hollering back. They want prayer. And so this is why with me, I try to allow the Holy Spirit to give me what he's given me to the people, not to allow the people to tell me what they need. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight for all that you're doing and going to do. We ask you to bless each neighborhood, God, that you have represented on this ministry. And I not only pray for this ministry, I pray for every ministry that you have really called out to be yours. And I come against any kind of attack or sickness or anything that the enemy is trying to come against any of your people, God, including me. We break his power right now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it because the word of God tells me the greatest he that's in me, that he's in the world. The word of God tells me that he's the sun and the shield. He holds no good thanks from those who walk upright before him. The word of God said, call unto him. He will show us great and mighty things which we know not. The word of God tells us, commit our ways unto him, and he'll bring it to pass. And the word of God let us know, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you know we trust in you with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, you will direct our path. So, Lord, help us to do that tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we thank and praise you. And, Lord God, you also tell us in the word that this book of law, which is the Holy Bible, should not depart out of our mouth. We should meditate therein day and night and do according to all that is written therein. And then we should make our way prosper and we should have good success. And, Father, help us, give us a hunger for the word. Give us a hunger for truth. Father, don't allow the people, the real people, to sell for just anything, God. The spirit man, Lord, if it's not the truth, don't let the spirit man receive it, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And God, and we just want to glorify you. We want to honor you right now for all that you're doing and going to do. And Father, we give you praise. We give you honor right now. We just speak the blessings of God upon each and every person that may call in tonight, Lord God. And Lord God, even if it don't, I still, Lord God, speak the word of God in the name of Jesus, because it's you that I've been called and chosen, and I must please you and do what you would have me to do. And this we do ask in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And tonight, I'm going to speak on the refining fire. And spiritually refined, because a lot of us that's not realized must be, and sometimes God does decide before we even come in, because we know the one that's predestined to come in, but he has to take us to a refining spiritually, because even though we get saved, and the Holy Ghost, you know, we have a spirit, it goes in our spirit, man, but our flesh, there's still a lot of things we think, we do with this, and he would have to take us through tests and trial, and, you know, all the things to purify us, to refine us, you know. And remind me when Jesus, when the devil called, said, thought he was tempting him when he was led into the wilderness, but he didn't have to stay in the wilderness a long time. But he also, the Lord, he did that to show us once we get saved, we will have a wilderness experience to learn how to stand on the word of God and not just the natural stuff or the natural food. And so refining spiritual, he got several different ways that he refines us. And we have to learn the ways that he does so we won't be complaining and why this happened and don't make sense. You know, all this stupid stuff that we be saying coming out of mouth because of not understanding the things that he will allow us to go through. Refining has several meanings, and it's according to the context of the scripture that you're coming out of. But in this instance, what I'll be talking about is when it applies to people. This word refers to the purifying effect of external trials that you go through. And it's also to my, and that God often used to purify his people from sin and also to remove the wickedness from his people. So he would take us through tests and trials and different things and hardships and all kinds of affliction and all kinds of things. And we have to realize and learn that we need to just know that these things are to come, and it's a part of, he had to perfect us or transform our lives to be a vessel for the master's use. You know, we think we already ready to use because we got gifts and we got talents and we got this, that, and another. But let me tell you something, if you can't serve two masters, you can't serve of God and the devil. So one of them we got to release. And just because we say we got saved and come in, but still a lot of Christians, they still are operating with the enemy, using, you know, his tactics and his attitude and his way of thinking. A lot of us, we still connected to the world, where we do things the world way of doing instead of the way the Bible say doing. But in whatever he takes us through, he uses some of these things that I'm going to say. He uses affliction. Use what we call the fire. It's not a physical fire, but he used fire, and which is trouble and affliction. That's what fire is. And he does it for a purpose. And your faith and your test and your trial is more precious than gold. A lot of us want money, money, money. I need money, money. And the Bible says your faith, when he's taking you through the test and trial to purify your faith, it's much more precious than the money that you want, the money that you need. Because your faith, when you got true faith in God, your faith can get you through any door. Because you know that if he tells you to go or do, you know he's going to meet that need. He's going to be there. You can have money and cannot go through some doors. You cannot go through some doors, but only God can take you through. And I used to teach and tell the people, you know, think about how that how that what we do is, if you was out in the desert and you had $1 million, what would be the things you really think that you would need, the money or the wisdom of God and your faith got to bring you out? You can have the money, but you don't have faith that God can get you out of there. Or you don't have the wisdom of God, you'll be in that. You'll be in that desert out there. So we have to come to a place that we have to use some wisdom and realize, look him, I need him. I need him. I need his wisdom. I need everything about him. Even if I'm broke. And I got him because he's all knowledge. He's all wisdom. He owes everything. He can point the way. The word of God tells me, even in scripture, that what he will do, even with that, he's told us in his word, what he would do, that he would lead us into green pasture. He tells us in many different scriptures how to walk in the blessing. He said he give us power to create wealth. He said he will give us power. So I got to be connected up to him and be able to hear him in order to get that power. Because if not, I won't. I won't. And so, like I say, and the word is refined. Like I say, you really have to look up the word. You have to look up. I do look up the word a lot of time in the Greek, and sometimes in Hebrew. Sometimes I look it up in. I got another dictionary. I look it up in. Maybe in the Concordance, because you have to really study to see. Because sometimes it's the context of the scripture, where it is, and may mean different things. So you have to know when you're going to read it for yourself, and also when you're going to teach it. Whether you're really telling people the right thing or whether you've seen it right for yourself, because what I see is a lot of times that people say they read the Bible, they say they study the Bible, but I pay attention when they're going through tests and trial. They don't get no revelation of it. They don't get no revelation of Scripture, because if they did, they wouldn't scream and holler about what they're going through. They won't scream and holler and blaming people for what they do. They won't scream and holler and blaming family for what they do, or whoever it is for what they do. Or if you're trying to go in a door and the door is shut, if they trust in God and a new revelation, and God want them to go in that door, can't no devil in hell stop them from going in that door. So a lot of things that we say, that tells me when people is not in the word, but now they can quote scripture, got it in their head, but it's not in their heart at all. So excuse me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So it's a purifying, like I said, refining. It's a separating us from any kind of foreign thing in our body and our spirit. He's polishing us. He's cleaning us up. So that beginning what's on the inside, when he takes us through these tests and trials and get all this mess out, transforming our lives, then we can reflect him on the outside. Because the scripture tells us, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. So, you can tell me, I said me, or you wanted to choose a child of God, and you're Christian, you this, that, and all. But every time something come out of your mouth, it's not coming out, lifting up the name of Jesus, or talking about him, or saying what the Bible says, but you complaining, or you cursing, or you're doing something else that the world people do, then I know from that you're not what you say you are. So whenever he tried to take you through the refining fire to purify you of those things and put you in this tight place and get you squeezed where somebody coming against you, and instead of you thinking and praising God for it, you come out cussing mad with them. See, that's what he's after. But he had to allow you or permit you, whatever term you want to use, to get in that situation to show you or me or whatever, what's still in there we'll not be able to serve him because of it. So we have to go through the refining fire. That's what we have to do. And like I said, it's a purification. What it is a purification. And what he does is he sends us through hot situations to burn things out of us, our spirit, that will not bring glory and honor to his name. And people must have to understand, those who are believers, that they have to go through this process. They have to go through the wilderness until he gets them to a place to be a transformed vessel for the master's use. I don't know about anybody, go and represent him and still have that mouth I had of getting angry with people, cussing people, couldn't take this and couldn't take that. I would not be a vessel for him. I would still be a vessel for the devil. So he had to put me in all these different trials and tests and things, and put me in the position where he told me he going to shut my mouth up and cause it to click, my tongue click to the roof of my mouth. I really didn't know what he was talking about until he put me in a test with somebody else was coming against me. I really wanted to come out of my mouth and explain to them. I wasn't going to curse or anything at that time because I was saved. But I can let them know I'm not the type of person you think I am. But the Holy Ghost had it so, the more I opened my mouth, with no sound come out of my mouth and tears came out of my eyes. Now, I was the type of person that I cried, but you wouldn't never see me cry. You wouldn't never see me cry at all. Let me get a drink of water. Thank you, Lord. But these are things we have to come through what's going on. It's because he loves us so much. He's a holy God. And he cannot have anything inferior of him that he called unholy interacting. This is why when you find real, true Christian, really got the Spirit of God. If it's somebody they have, they're shuffling and jiving, or they're not really living, they may go to church and all this stuff, that person who is really a woman of God, they cannot interact with that person. That person don't want to be around them because the person may not say nothing to them, but they'll feel that person's spirit, the spirit of God in that person. It will bring conviction upon them. That's why it'll come to a place as you begin to grow in Christ. People that's acting or doing the way you used to do before you accept Christ, you really can't stand to be around them. It's not that you can't stand them. That spirit of whatever they're doing, the spirit of God in you, can't stand it again. It has nothing to do with the love for the people, the love for this, that, and that, because like I say, oil and water don't mix. Oil and water don't mix. You know, so we have to understand that sometimes some things just don't mix anymore. You know, that's the way it is. But I'm going to read Zechariah, the 13th chapter, and the 9th, well, I'll probably read the 7th through the 9th verse. But what this is talking about, one of the processes that he uses is fire. And fire is symbolic for trouble and affliction that he allows to go through, okay, or to refine us, to purify us, whatever terminology you want to use, because that's why I said you have to look up and you have to study the Word of God, because and I tell people you have to play with words, but either way, you know, you got a lot of synonyms, you got a lot of different words, and one person, God may have them use one word and you another one, but it could be your level of growth. But that word probably mean the same thing. But it says this, is what the Lord was saying. The Lord's shepherd will be struck down. This is about the leaders, this is about the preachers, prophets, all of them. This is what he was talking about the Israelites at that time. Because if we, as called out of God, don't be purified to teach people the right way with God, God's going to remove them because he loves his children so much. He's not going to have somebody telling them the wrong thing because you ain't living right. But he said, a weight sword, which is a symbol of judgment against my shepherds, he said. He didn't say nothing about the devil. He said he was sending it. And against a man that is my fellow, said the Lord of hosts, smite the shepherd or strike him, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hands upon the little ones. What God will do, he will get his people if they listen. I'm a bunch of those shepherds because they're not fulfilling their calling. They're not pushing them toward their destiny, their purpose. Like they're just teaching them religious stuff, teaching about how to be rich and how to be blessed. They don't want to go out there and win no souls to Christ. And if they go out there to talk to people, they go out there jumping on their neck and beating the Bible side of their head. That's not it. Okay, he said, and it said, come to pass that in all the land, said the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off. Some of them be going to cut them out. He's not going to fool with them. Because they don't want them to change them. They don't want to hear. They don't want to listen. They want to keep doing what they're doing. And people wonder why people go out of here. Wonder why they die. And say, but they had cancer. That's not what take them out. God is the only one who can take the breath. Those things destroy the body. That's a lot of people. God have let them live for years with certain sickness. But that because of his what's gone. But a lot of times he still use them even though he don't raise them up to do the work they called to do. But I'd rather be up where I can do the work. Okay? He said, and therein be cut off and die. But the third shall be left therein. So the other group, he's going to take them through the fire. He said, I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them, purify them. Like I told you, the word means purify. It means to, what is spiritual cleansing. It means to send the fire at them, you know, to clean them, separate the foreign matter from the pure that's in them. Because everybody, somewhere deep down in them, everybody got some good down in there. But there's so much junk that we accumulate over the years and over the time or whatever. We done packed it down. And what we do, we'll act good sometimes when we get ready. And sometimes we won't. We let the devil come through. That's not what he wants. He wants us to be clean out so that the good that he put in there will come forth and reveal him and show forth his glory. But he say, read that again, and I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name and I will hear them and I will say it is my people and they shall say the Lord is my God. And what that actually means, a lot of time when people don't go through that process and fire, they're not going to call on his name unless they need help. That's not what he wants. He don't want us just to want him just because we need help. And then they're going to realize, once they come through, you come through, and that's what I'm saying, you know, when I think about my life now. This is why I am the way I am. But once I came through, I know in my heart who my Savior is, and I call him, not just when I need him for something, but at other times too, okay? And I know from that I am his people, because when he was saying about a transformed vessel for the master's use, and like I tell people, it wasn't that I was no dog-riding person like that. But that was just ways and attitudes and things I had of the world and the way I was raised and all this stuff. It was not of his kingdom. And then I didn't know if I had to minister to people, because I found out the other Christian people, you know, just halfway beating people up on the head, and especially Samuel. That's not the way it does. So he had to train me, he said, from ministering. So I told people, I know what I'm called to do. I'm doing what I'm called to do. They got to let me do what I'm called to do, because they wasn't trained to do it. So once he trained you, and he do whatever it is, you got a certain way he got you ministering to people. That's the only way you're going to be effective. Not saying other ways is not, but that's not the way he's training you. Because he's training you for a particular type of people that he's going to send the people to. But he's got to take us through the fire. That's what this test and trial and teach you how to stand on the word of God. This is why he keeps telling me, get in the word, learn his ways, learn what he does. You know, this is why a lot of time I try to tell people, I did learn a lot by reading a lot about other people's lives that went through in their books and things. So when I was going through, I didn't complain a lot, because I had read about what he does whenever he's doing this work in people. I'm not saying that I feel good all the time about it. But somebody has been through it, and they share with me how I can go through it and won't have to go through it for years, like some people do, and they never get to, because they don't never understand God's ways. I deal with a lot of people, you know, I'm talking about people been in church, it don't make no sense, it's just crazy, it's just stupid, you know. I'm saying to myself, all these years, you have not learned the Bible, so we don't deal with flesh and blood. We don't deal with people, that spirit that's behind them. What kind of church you been in? You don't make sense. That's the way the world talk. That's not the way a child of God talk. God allowed it, permitted, whatever it is, to perfect you. And I'm going to go to St. John the 15th chapter. Let's see what read that to tell people. This is what he says about that. The 15th chapter of St. John. I'm going to start the first verse. I am the true vine, Jesus said. And my Father is the husbandman. He's the farmer. Every branch in me, that's which is us, that bears not fruit, he removes it. He takes away, you got to take it with him, but I've got to remove what I wrote down. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. So we belong to him. What we see in the world will come out. You're going to go through the process. I'd rather go through it in him than to go through it out of him, because I don't have him on my side like I have him in him. But this is what he said. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, that means to continue to remain in him. Not talking, not saying it like I know a lot of Christians. I mean, the Lord, I mean, you know, I got church, I read my Bible. But actually, they are not, their heart is not after God. They may ask God for what they want out of them, like a sugar daddy or something. They may only want him when they're trouble or whatever, but they don't really want him. Because like I tell people, if you want him and get him, you're going to get everything else. So I tell people, put the horse before the cart. Don't put the cart before the horse, the stuffs and the things. Okay, he said, abide in me and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No one can, no more can ye except ye abide in me. You can do nothing without him, nothing. Whatever you're doing, good, bad, or ugly, indifferent. If he hadn't stepped back, sometimes he don't let us do some things we want to do. I know that for a fact with me. But if he did good, bad, or indifferent, don't you know he stepped back? People say, well, why would he do that? See, how can any of us know he's the deliverer if it's something that we haven't done. You can say through scripture, but that does not have any effect on people. But when you know for a fact that God can deliver you, because you run through people that did some same stuff you did and just thought the same way, but when they know that you've been there and God can't deliver you, then they believe that God can deliver because here's somebody else. They know what I feel. But a Christian have not experienced some of the things that some of the world people experience. They don't know how to go out there and bring deliverance. Because I remember my incident, and my pastor at the time, this guy was smoked cigarettes, but he had OD'd on some drugs at one time or whatever. So that nicotine had him running to the store. Baby just fussing at him. I told him, you know, I called my name. I said, but you never had a habit. That's a demon. That you never had a habit. So that is the wrong approach. So I told the young man, I said, I'll be praying for you because I had a habit. And I know how that demon spirit will have you run to get delivered. So see, by this person, they smoked a little bit, but they didn't have no habit. So they didn't go with the love of Jesus. They went with a religious thing. So basically, that drives people further back. Because 9 times out of 10, because the Bible said the Holy Ghost in the world, it already convicts people. It already convicts people. So he's not going to tell somebody like that to go, you know, you go and do it like that. Now, God will come and warn people. If he don't been pulling, not, I'm not talking just about that. I'm talking about their life. He'll warn them for a period of time. He sent people and prophet to warn them. And they don't listen, then the judgment will fall. The judgment fall, they're going up out of here. That's what it is. I had a lady that was a member of the ministry. I mean, she loved me. She just loved me. She would do anything for me. But the Lord had a great calling on her life. Great calling. He used to deal with me at nighttime. I couldn't sleep. So I said, Lord, please. Because you know these people don't listen to me. They're not going to listen. They'll hear it and go ahead on. But anyway, I went to them and I told them, Lord, dealing with them. And they said, well, no. I said, got it because they messed with me. Every time I lay my head down on that pillow, and that's how God used me a lot. Once my head hit that pillow, God began to speak to me about a person or something he wanted me to warn about or whatever. I don't sit up and be worried about people and think about people. Because like I tell people, I don't care what you do. If God don't tell me to say nothing, I'm not going to say nothing. But if you tell me to say it, I got to say it. But anyway, they said no, and they went on, you know, they got sick and all that stuff. And when they got sick, the second time, the Lord wouldn't let me to go to the hospital, where I didn't really want to see them with all the stuff, no way. But anyway, I was praying, somebody else was praying all this, and so I finally called this other sister that I know, that I told her, I want you to be praying with me that God will raise her up so she can do her work. Because the woman was so anointed one time, just when she prayed, you can hear the preaching in her. But see, once you get in disobedience, that power will leave you. But anyway, when I asked the lady, the Spirit of God hit her, and God said, leave her in my hand. So you did what you were supposed to do. And I think within a week or 2 or 3 weeks, she went up out of here. It wasn't because God really wanted her to. But see, this is why I keep telling people, let me tell you something. Don't pay attention to when God got somebody to warn and saying, because even I say with me and all I've gone, what's going, if God is wanting me to come higher and I'm not coming higher, he has somebody to tell me, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to ignore that. I'm going to plead with him, Lord, help me to get higher, whatever it is. Help me to get higher so I can bear fruits. Help me to get higher. But I'm going to read that 5th verse of that. It's saying, 5th and 6th verse, I am divine, Jesus said. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You can do not one thing. If you go to the natural, you take a tree, when you cut that branch off of it, the branch don't die. When you disconnect yourself from him, first of all, your spiritual will die. Then the next time, you're going to physically die. And he don't care whether you eat right, all this other stuff that people's talking about. That is not going to keep it. Because God got a call, God got a people waiting on these people. But he said, if a mankind, abide not in me, if I get out of him, however, I don't have to go back out in the street to get out of him. I can just stop seeking him, stop praying, stop whatever going through. He said, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So our own choice, our own what kind is what brings this thing. It's not that it's God's will, but God also give us, what you want to call it, ways out how not to enter that way. So these people that is doing this, it's by their own choice. And I tell people, a lot of time I teach and tell people, I don't care where anyone is in their life, including me. I am where I am because I made the choice. But I made the right choice this time to follow Jesus. Even though a lot of time, you know, with the ridicules and the rejection and all that stuff, it was hard. But I know it was better to follow him because I had him on my back. Because scripture says, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And he said, when he's with me, then more than the whole world, you know, or come against me. But the thing of it is, it's time. It don't feel like it, but by faith, I have to believe that he is, and I know that he is, because if he wasn't, because of the word of God, that's what it is, it's because of the word of God and calling on my life. And the devil don't want these people set free. Some of these demons have been and killed me. And not only me, others too. And this is why a lot of people don't want to get a whole life to God. They think they're going to get slide by and it'll be easy for them. Because when you really live for Christ and walk for Christ, the devil and people that don't want to live right, they hate you. That's just the way it is. They hate the Spirit of God in us. So there is a purpose for each and every person that when we go through these tests and trials, God's purpose, not ours. God's purpose. Okay, the other scripture, I'm going to go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and the 10th and 11th verse, that's on the still on the same one about a purpose. God has a purpose for you, I, and whoever is going through hell and high water. And then that just don't look like it. How in the world this is going to come? But he said his ways and his thoughts are not like ours. He knows what he has to take us through. Just like I said, when a mother have a child, I had my child. My child didn't know what's going to be best for her and what to eat and what it is. I had to be the one that know what's best. Because like I tell people, when babies are babies and they can't eat, so you're eating a steak. They're trying to grab the steak and they can't even chew what they're chewing. So the same thing with spiritual children about the things of the spirit. They don't know. But the scriptures say he that descends, this is when Jesus went to heaven and came back down and went down to earth. He that descended is the same to my Jesus. Also, that ascended up for above all heaven that he might fill all that are complete. He had to go through what he did go through. He said we have to go through. And this is what he said. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. He already has given those gifts when we was in our mother's womb. They was already there because he has already, a lot of us predestined us to be his. And he gave us those gifts. That's why a lot of us as children or whatever it is saying sometimes we just know or saying sometimes we see. Because the gift is already in there for his purpose and his glory. But he said, this is why he gave it to us. This is what the church are not doing. For perfecting or maturing all the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. They are not raising these things up. Just like I tell people, okay, with parents with children, you're supposed to mature, you know, help your children mature and grow up to be men and women of God and go out and start their life. But a lot of parents, they're not doing that. They're not teaching them how to go out and be able to maybe even take a lick and keep on ticking. You know, or how they do things on their own or teach them how to do things. So in the body of Christ, this is what the church is called for to do. You see a lot of Christians, because some we know within that 30, 40 years, and they never walked in their calling. Yes, they didn't ever mature spiritually, but that's because the pastor wasn't preaching the truth and preaching, you know, really preaching people how to be holy, how to live for the Lord, and that you got a ministry that you got to do. Ain't well, because I got to choose men or whatever. I like about this place I call in on Tuesday. A lot of times the Lord had this man to pick up on people, you know, maybe they're going through whatever they are. And he asked him, have you been called to ministry? Are you called to prophetic or whatever? Sometimes it's when I'm praying, he said, no, that's who you are. It's not who you're going to be. That's who you are. You was that before you became anything else. That before you became your parents' child. You was that. That's why God said they're minds. But he said, this is what he said, what we are as leaders will do, to be all coming to the unity of the faith, all believe the same way, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a more perfect, that means complete or mature, man or woman, mankind, unto the measure of the stature or the fullness of Christ. We're supposed to become more like Christ. But they got to teach us the right thing. They got to let us know the right thing. You can't continue to act ugly. You can't continue to do this. You can't continue to whine and cry. You can't, you know, all these different things. And people don't realize, you know, that's why a lot of, you know, when God had me pastoring, they didn't really like me to come. Because I didn't do like the other pastors in the other church. I'm going to teach you the word. You ain't going to continue to act ugly, and I'm going to agree with it. Now, I can't make you do what you're supposed to do, but I'm not going to be complicit with you and agree with it. It's all right to act like that. No. And then you're going to tell me you're going out there trying to minister to somebody else to come to church or what to come? No, no. You're not even in a place. You don't even act right. Yeah, you know the word. But people are looking for people who is a real true example. I can do more by letting people see Christ than running my mouth. Yeah, I do talk. But the Bible tells us to be light and salt, not talkers. And I'm not saying he won't use us to talk. But we can show people Christ, especially under tight circumstances, because people do watch. They act like they ain't watching because they're looking for somebody who's real. If you say you are Christ and then I can push your button and make you go see, basically I'm letting them know I'm about like they are. I'm just got a form of God and denying the power. But this is what he said that we'll do, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the slaying or the crookedness or whatever it is, or cleverness, that's what I mean, of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive you. Those people going to come and say, well, you know, it's all right to act like that. God know we're human. You know, he know we're going to lie sometime, or he going to do this, we're going to steal, we're going to do that. Those are not the ones you listen to. That tell you right there, they ain't living according to Scripture. Because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're not going to be complicit. And yes, that's where the persecution come in. A lot of time with men, because a lot of time, like I tell people, I'm going to tell them what the word says, but I'm going to be living what it say. And they say, yeah, but. Ain't no yeah, but. This is what the word say. And if you want to walk with Christ, you want the anointing that I'm walking in, that he's walking in, and the power. But when you preach and teach the people, feel God's presence, then you're going to have to walk like he walked. That's just the way it is. I will not be out there pretending to and causing anyone his to fall. Because Scripture say you might as well have a millstone hanging around your neck and drowning in the depths of the sea. So this is why, first, the reverence of him, the respect for him, and the love for him. But God, I refuse to walk like that. And then, what excuse can I give him? But Lord, you know, I didn't know I was trying to help him. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. This is why it's so important to know the Scripture, to know the Scripture, to know the Scripture for yourself, as well as that, because you got to have a lot of people trying to get you to compromise or get you, yeah, but, no, but, you know, everybody's not like that. And because I have someone here, basically, a lot of time, I got him to talk. Well, you know, it's called people don't know after first of all. Why do you think he raised teachers and preachers and prophets? Because he know they wasn't going to know. But I don't listen to cults that don't know. I come to bring the solution. I said, you will never get deliverance for people because you're talking about, well, they don't need me telling them because they ain't receive it. Well, you didn't receive what I said either. But I kept on until God pulled you away. So I told my sister, he already know this. Why do you think he raised up people? Something people be saying. I know I'm not the smartest thing in the world, but I ain't stupid enough to think that he's telling me and teaching me all this stuff. And it's not going to be for somebody who don't know the truth. And just because they want to scare me or want to blow up at me, and he is leading me, then I'm going to be scared of them, more scared of them than I am him. And they complain about people hard-headed and people this. Well, you is too. Because it's like you don't have to fear God. You fear man more than you fear God. But that's why he had to take us through these different things in order for us to be able to be a vessel, transformed for the master to use. You have to learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking. You have to learn how to be able, the scripture tells us, if you can't run with the horsemen, I think it's in Jeremiah, let me see if I can find it right quick, but it talks about if we can't run with the horsemen, how are we going to run with the horsemen? In so many words. How? Oh, yeah, here it is, 12 and 6. He's, if thou has run with the pussmen, that's the puss soldiers, and they have weird, you got tired with them, then I got on my nerve, I got it, you know, all this, then how can thou contend with the horses? You want to go higher places in God, you want to get all the blessings that's up there in that level, and all God to use, you want to help the nation, you want to do all this, and all that is in that level, because you got to be mature spiritually to be able to handle everything he give you. You know? But then again, you're denying him the little pussman, aggravating your word and getting mad and said another. You know, he said, but how can I contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, they weary thee, then how will thou do in the swelling of the Jordan? How will you do when I decide to give you the charge of a whole or give you a nation? If these little people, if I'm calling you to be a leader and you cannot lead two or three people because they get on your nerves, how can I give you the big ministry I got with a nation of people? In the natural, whenever we work on jobs and whatever we do, and God have over people, that is not just because it's in the natural. God is doing training then. People, because they got leadership ability in them. He trains them at a low level. And the Bible said, when you be faithful over a few things, I make you ruler over many. And this is why I have said, and I tell quite a few people that, you know, when God has that calling on your life, you can't run from it because he's going to use it one way or another to bring out the leadership ability in that to be over whatever it may be over big nations, big ministry. So a lot of people look at the glamour. They look at the glamour. They look at maybe the blessings or the money or whatever. Because I've had people, my pastor, I can do that. They didn't, you know. And they see God using me. They see the anointing flowing. They see the revelation. I said, I'm going to tell y'all what. Y'all think y'all can do what I'm doing. It's not just having a gift. I'm going to tell God, not only let you try for a few days and give you these demons you have to deal with too, I guarantee you the next day you'll throw it back. You have to be called of God. You have to have the grace of God. It ain't just I have no knowledge. Because them demons are very stupid in them. If y'all think it's all about that, and, oh, I see the Lord doing this, I see he blessing, but you don't know the price. This is why I tell people, you know, you see the glory on God using somebody else. You see the blessing. You see all the accolades, you see all the acknowledgement, whatever is coming with that. But nobody knows what they had to go through with to even get that recognition. That's why I tell people, only want what God got for you. Because I've had several people tell me that I don't think I could have went through what you went through. And with one of the sisters, which we know, I told her, because I don't think I could have stayed with that husband you stayed with either. I said, but everybody's test is designed exactly for them. It wasn't nothing you could have picked out. I don't care what decision you made. It was already designed by God. But it's to perfect you, to be a vessel for his use. go when he say go, say what he say to go. I don't care if it's in a bunch of rattlesnakes. I'm just hypothetical use that. And he's saying you got to go in there because I got one of mine in there would come. See, when he don't transform your life, you don't fear about anything. You just do what he say do because you know he's got your protection. But those people that won't, that's because they have not went through the fire. They maybe have been in church a long time or whatever. But they have not. That's why I've said this recently, you know, because I have been ministering to a lot of people, and I see people been in church. And some things that they still complain about, and I've said this to you, and I said, not because, you know your family and all that stuff, but I say, you don't be complaining about it like they be complaining about it. They supposed to be in a place of really spiritual help. But they're not. Just like it was with me. All of those people that we knew back then were none of them in a spiritual place to help me to get to where I was. Because all of them tell me what I shouldn't take, what I should do, and this, that, and that ain't right, and, you know, and all this stuff. But it was me in my belly, it was making me sick, so I knew it wasn't God. They couldn't take me to where I'm going now. That's why most of them, some dead, some is, you know, they're still living, but on my point, spiritually growth, of walking in the anointing that's on my life, and God is my using me at these later time greater, for greater things. See, they still struggling, and some of them been saved 40, been in church 30, 40 years, 40 years or more. They never grew. There's no scripture. God used the gifts. But they don't even know how sometimes even talk to demons, get demons out of people. But they don't want to let them go. You ever seen any demon want to leave? But you got the power over them. So instead of me teaching them, they should have been able to teach me. Well, I had one of my sisters that passed in 2016, the one that you really love so much. But anyway, she told me, she said, instead of you teaching me, I should have been teaching you. I know. But you wasn't getting what God has given me in the church you was going to. And that was supposed to let you know you were in the wrong place. Because why would you have to call me all the time for me to give you revelation, for me to understand which way you're going through this sickness, for me to know what's going on, and your pastor couldn't do it. Because see, just like I tell people, you didn't choose your mom and daddy. We didn't either. But anyway, you didn't choose your mom and daddy. I said, so you cannot choose your spiritual parents. God knows who he has bringing up and raising up can take you to your next level, take you to your destiny. And one of the main callings God got on me outside of healing and deliverance and all the casting out demons is to help people to fulfill their purpose, that he has purpose for them in life, to push them to more. This is why I tell people, I didn't know how to say it before. I tell them, I put you in the camera. I push you through. I don't hear, I can't. I don't hear about this problem, this, that, and all. I hear, but I don't hear. But I push you through. But the Lord had somebody on another, what's going to tell me, the Lord has called you to help push people to death. Someone got the wrong interpretation, scripture wrong, and all this, so he's going to help you push them into his purpose. And what it reminded me of, and this has to have been something in me way back, and I didn't know that, because I remember, and like I said, right now, nobody owns with me and you, and I said, but I remember when you was 4, 3, 4, 5, and I was teaching you how to count and ABCs and, you know, different stuff, and I was very, very adamant with you about getting it and pushing you whatever, and I remember I was going to teach you how to sew, and you didn't you want me to just put you at the sewing machine. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. But I said, I'm not going to do it. But I see now that just wasn't me. That was something God had put in me to help people to fulfill whatever his purpose and destiny for them. But it appeared that it maybe might have been me being what's going hard like that, but it wasn't. I see that now because the same thing for they calling. I won't give up. I tell them if they give up, that's on them. But I will not give up on God. I'm going to push you toward everything that I can do, everything I can give you, everything I can help you, everything I can, whatever I can turn you on to. And this is why, too, a lot of time I don't turn everybody on to calling other people to get confirmation or whatever. Because I don't want them talking against them in their heart about it and be me be a part of it. But I've always have done that ever since I've been saved. And the Lord had told me one time back 30 years ago, close to it, you want people deliverance from what they want because you're always trying to push people to go get a confirmation, to go get a word. But it was a drive in me. I just want them to have it, whatever God had for them. I want them to have it. Now, I had to learn over the years that some people, I don't turn them on to certain people because I hear the little comments, little thing that they say, and I'm not going to join in with nobody coming against no man or woman of God because, like I tell them, you ain't there. You don't know all that. So if you want to talk, you get by yourself and talk. But I will do what I can to help because I want to see everybody. I don't have to be the one to do it. But I don't care who God used. I was telling this sister here, and most you know it too, I was telling her one day she was talking because she feels like with her daughter and granddaughter that she got to be the one always for time. That's probably why she's not getting through. Because if you ain't did it out of 40-some years, for however many, whatever years, and you still, what's going to do it, then it's probably not for you to do. I told her, I'm like this. I don't care who God used. All I do is what I want. I don't want to be no, just a church goer sitting on a bench, but fulfilling God's purpose. You got to want and know that you're not always the one that called to give a word. But God would have somebody else to poke a while. I'm focusing on minds, like I've told her. And the people that God has come to, I'm forgetting about them. I'm doing the wrong thing. Because God loved them all. He loved them all. And we got to understand that. And that's why some people can't fulfill their calling, the purpose of, you know, in life. But that refining fire. And I'm going to read, well, I think, one moment before, but it ain't quite cut off yet. But First Peter, Galatians, Ephesians, Mr. Got to find it right quick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm on Peter now. First Peter. I'm going to read it to 1:5, probably 5 down. But the scripture says, six. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though not for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold many temptations or tests. That's what it means, tests. Not mean that God is tempting us to do sin. For a season. He called it a season. And this is why I tell people sometimes, to us, let me go through it a long time, but I was telling a young man recently, he told me some 11 months or whatever it is. I told him, what if you have been going through it for over 20-some years? God answered your prayer and blessing other people, getting other people's things that he got you still waiting. When you're serving God for what money you think he ought to give it to you because you want to hurry him up. You can't hurry God up. If you want to make God more stubborn, that's what it is. But this is what you're testing and trying, those things coming. That the trial of your faith, or the testing of your faith, whatever term I'm going to use, being much more precious than gold. Your faith is worth more than money. You know? It's more precious than gold. Okay? It say that perish. Money, material stuff, gold, money, whatever, it perish. But your faith in God because of what you're going through will be there when hard time come. That's come, what's already coming. And your faith will take you through, bring you through. He says that though it be tried with fire. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory. See, the basis of what people don't understand. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know that was God had me to go put these different scriptures down today, and it wasn't because, you know, you had said earlier about that book, you hadn't even thought about that. But to confirm to you, and then to come back and give you, you know, something somebody else had wrote, because I read that book a long time ago. I was just led to, what's going on with you? Because I got so many. I really got so many that can help, because I got some that's saying, don't die in the wilderness. And people wonder why I can go through and stand, because what it is, I read those books telling me how not to die, telling me how to look at things, telling me about how God purposed what he did for them, how they walked in the power of God. I'm reading a book now, a lady named Marie Edwards, and this woman, baby, back in the 1800s or something like that, walked in such power and such anointing of God that whenever she ministered to people, people would, I don't care how stubborn they hard were, the Spirit of God would melt them down and they would repent and get saved. So somebody was asked, talking to me recently about this this church they go to, and I kept telling them, the pastor ain't got what he's supposed to have. That's why them people sit there like they're no move. I said, ain't no way you can sit up under the anointing power of God and he don't hit you. Yeah, but he's just, I don't care what he done been. The man ain't got what he's supposed to have. And so God had me reading this book to confirm to me, the Lord had me reading this book to confirm to me that this lady had what it had. And I told her, I have preached and teach, and people had demons sitting up in there, and the demons started upchucking, trying to come out. Because it's the anointing, but it's going through the fire. And God's stripping out everything up out that are hindered from flowing. I said, just like if you're in a creek, and you got a lot of debris in the creek, the water can't flow because something blocking it. If something blocking that power where it can't come through, it's something in your own life. It's a thought. It could be a hard action. It could be anything. I thought, that's just the way it is. I'm trying to tell you the truth. To help you say you want to flow. And I'm telling you the things that I'm seeing with a lot of that with her mindset, though. You got to stop thinking like you got to get out of that religious thing. That's why a lot of us, God is not letting us go up in that religious, bundle, traditional thing in traditional church. Because of that mess that people, most of them ain't even flowing in that kind of problem. Now, they shout and jump all over the church, come out sick, go in sick, come out sick, go in with a demon, come out with a demon. But you can't do that under the power of God, because it will set you free. It will set you free. And the Lord wants you to know, and I know that it's got more scriptures in there, because one of the scriptures, too, was talking about Job. I'm not going to turn to it, but 23. Job said this, I know the way he takes me. And when I come out like pure gold. He understood, and think about this, he didn't have all the books and Bibles and stuff we had. And we know to read the story, you know, the story about Job over there, what he went through. And the Lord told the devil, and the devil's come in seeking, he said, have you tried my servant Job? Job was a man, righteous man. Look what God took all the stuff that he had. Job did not complain. His wife tried to get him to curse God. He wouldn't do it. But after he went through, God had him pray for his enemy. But God turned around and gave him double. Had more children than everything else. Whatever he lost. See, but it's the right attitude determines the right attitude. And this is why, if the Lord lead me, which I've done that for other people, give them certain books and things to help them, trying to help them to go through without complaining, so that they won't have to go through it for 50 years, and also so when they go through it, they don't have to, you know, they go through and get all God got, because they're looking at it the way he wants them looking at it rather than complaining, because somebody else done been through. And that's why the lady told me, I'm going to get ready to, you know, let you go and hang up. But the lady had told me a few weeks ago, I might call in to them tonight, I don't know, because they on the night on PGN. I wouldn't go on last night. Even though he texted me, I wouldn't go. But anyway, she told me, see, the things that you, that, what they call you, Yana, but, you know, by your name. But anyway, this thing that she's going through, see, God is taking her through. What's going to, and see, a lot of it, telling people about her experience, what she went through, that's what's going to help a lot of people. Because what they going through, she can tell them that she's been through it and God brought her out, and that'll get them the faith and hope in God, and also to pray for a lot of people that he going to allow them to go through, but it's going to be only your prayers that God used to bring them out. You know, so that's what a lot of times people don't understand a lot of times. You make yourself somebody's enemy. 9 times out of 10, God's going to let you go through some ancient high water, and you're going to have to either come back to them or God's going to put the burden on them. They have to pray you. The only way you're going to get out is through their prayers. And that's why the person he used have to have the right heart. They can't have the whole stuff, you know, all this stuff, and what you call it, they got to have the right heart. Got to look at it. You meant it for my evil, but God meant it for my good. And not blame, you know, blame the what's gone. But anyway, we thank, praise God. I pray the blessings of God upon you, and I thank and praise God that the hunger, praying the hunger of God just get on you even more, and that, you know, that book or whatever, you know, whatever, what's called, because like I say, you know, it's just so many can but help us. And I say this because I was telling the people, for me to go through what I had to go through and didn't have the money, I got so many books upstairs that God had me reading to help me to grow. Is that just like I might have had a job and had checks coming in? I tell people, he said, when you're hungry and thirsty, the righteous shall be filled. But God also had people sending me books. I even asked them, wouldn't have asked them. Didn't know that was coming. Because whatever the growth, whatever they need to grow, he will give it to. So I thank God for you reading that book, and I thank God for you. I know you know, you get understanding out of it, because you was able to recognize what he had me saying then. And the refining, oh, Lord, just think about the refining fire. Had me even bringing that tonight. And you in the book by refining silver refining, I think it's whatever it is. God is always on time. But anyway, love you in Jesus and continue to be blessed. And to continue to be encouraged, because God got us. God got us. Okay, then, well, you have a blessed, blessed night, and we'll talk whenever the Lord leads us to. Okay, good night.